Hello, kiddies. It's me, John Cusier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Hey, it's Jay Stu. I'm here at the DSBN Fan Con here in Fort Erie, and I'm here because my wonderful friend informed me of it, and she's here with me right now. You may remember her from her other 9 appearances on the podcast. It's a wonderful author friend of ours, Miss Jen Frankel. How's it going?
I'm decalicious.
Nice.
It's like for like 10 and stuff.
Fantastic. What's your day been like here?
I have been having so much fun. I've been talking to lots of young people. Young people, got to get them indoctrinated into the idea of reading early, you know. It's been great. I've been having so much fun seeing lots of people I know, and just that's my first time in Fort Erie that I can remember. I think I've like swung through on the way to the Peace Bridge once.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I had an uncle that lived out here, but it's been years. So.
Well, I did a play once where it was 3 women, 3 monologues. Mine was about. Oh, it was about an unhappy love affair of some sort. I just can't even tell you. But one of them, one of the other women, had been raised in Fort Erie. She was gay, and it was not a good place to grow up gay. And it was definitely not a good place to grow up with a mom who had a dog that liked to sing along to country and western songs.
Oh, wow.
So she was tortured for her entire childhood. She had to go to all the country fairs around with the dog and be its manager while it sang on stage.
Wow.
To Elvira, but don't.
Yeah.
So that's all I knew about Fort Erie, that at one point somebody had a singing dog here.
Oh, wow.
It was literally all I knew about Fort Erie before I got
Fantastic.
Here.
So you were telling me you got a couple things you wanted to promote. You were talking to me about your open mic now.
Yeah, I do a literary open mic, so mostly for writers, but we get a lot of poets, we got a lot of novelists, we got a guy who's been reading his novel to us for 5 pages at a time for the last about 8 months, I guess.
Oh, wow.
We just hit the 1-year mark.
I'm so excited. Cool. And where is this?
It's in Toronto at a really beautiful little tea house called Bampot, which is Scottish for crazy.
Oh, cool.
Apparently. We run it every Tuesday night from 7 on. And sometimes we tend to average around 15 to 20 people reading every night.
Nice.
And it's been really great.
Nice. And you were telling me you're also going to have a story in Analog Magazine?
I am. My boyfriend and I wrote a story together.
Right on.
It's called Nebulous Negotiations.
Oh, cool.
And we're not sure, but based on the galleys we got, we think it might actually be one of the first stories in the magazine, and we also think that it might have a 2-page photo, like a picture spread.
Nice.
I don't know. It's probably going to be tucked in the back, and I'm going to be, like, all disappointed, but it's my first publication in Analog, and I'm really excited. It's my boyfriend's second, which is a little bit irritating because he has been in the business so much less time than I have.
Oh, wow.
But,
that's awesome, though.
I can't be anything but excited for him and for us.
Of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice. Now, since I knew I was going to see you today, and since this is your 10th appearance on We Got the Geek. By the way, the first was 9 years ago next month, I think.
Oh, at, my God.
Con Bravo.
Was it Con Bravo?
It was Con Bravo,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I tell you this every time, but I remember going to your table because your table looked cool.
I love that.
Who knew, right?
It's amazing what can happen and what can continue for 9 years.
Yeah. So because I knew you were going to be here, I decided to bring out a segment we used to do. That's not it, but I can edit, so that's all good. I'm really going to have to edit now. What did I do with it?
You just had it there a second ago.
There it is. I might need to put my glasses on, too. So we have a segment that we used to do all the time called the Geek Survey. And we haven't done it probably since before COVID. We have like a ton of questions, and I will pick 10 off that list and bring them to a friend. And I think it's finally your go at it.
Awesome.
All right.
No, this is good because I'm actually going to be doing the same kind of thing for Amazing Stories magazine.
Nice.
So I was a featured writer in Amazing Stories a while ago, and I'm going to be filling out something for them. So this is good. This will be like my my training for.
Some people like it. Some people not so much. I'll try to start John with an easy one. What's your favorite movie of all time that you never tire of?
It's called Wings of Desire.
Okay.
It's kind of a fantastical, romantic, it's the most romantic movie I think I know. And it's got angels in Berlin just before the wall fell.
Okay.
And it's in German, English, and French. And it's got Peter Falk in it playing himself.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a beautiful, beautiful, like, I don't know why I don't get tired of it, but it's a beautiful movie.
That's cool. If Columbo's in it.
Right?
Now, the one that's more interesting to me, what's the worst movie you've ever seen, the movie that stole 2 hours of your life?
Oh, my God. People are going to hate me for anything that I say. Because there's always these movies that everybody loves that I just can't stand.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman is one of them.
Not a fan.
Yeah, it just makes me upset.
Here, I'll make everyone hate me first. I do not like The Princess Bride.
Ah! I am well, how are you?
That's fair. I can understand that, though. Like, yeah. One of the movies that I got really, really angry at was There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
And another one was No Country for Old Men. And for
right.
exactly the same reason.
Right.
I watched these great movies that had compelling characters and all sorts of cool things happening. And their final message in both of those films was, nothing matters, everything is pointless, you just wasted your time. And I was so angry at the ends of both of those movies. And I know it's because they're based on books.
Yeah.
And you always have these, like, writers don't necessarily exercise their imagination during the book so much, but when they get to the ending, they don't want to do an ending that people have seen before, so they do a crappy, they do like a literary ending, which is no ending at all, and it makes me so mad because it's not fair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear you there.
It's a cop-out ending.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this in there because we were just talking about bands a little bit beforehand. What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh. Like the first big concert? Or?
Any concert.
Wow. This is hard. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I know that one of the really early ones I saw was Rush at Maple Leaf Gardens when they still did that there.
Oh, do you remember what year?
It was Roll the Bones, so whatever year that was.
Okay. I was there the tour before that to see Rush at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Amazing. That was spectacular.
I did see them on Roll the Bones, though. They opened the tour at Cobb's Coliseum.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
That's great.
It probably was within the same week of you seeing them.
Wouldn't be surprised. A very, very not well known at the time, tragically hip open for them.
Okay, yeah, we didn't get an opening act.
I thought that they were terrible. I was in high school. I thought they were awful, and I went out into the corridor at Maple Leaf Gardens and did my math homework so I didn't have to listen to them.
Nice.
Kind of softened up towards them over the years, but not a fan. I was there to see Rush.
Definitely. All right, we're going to get into some of the more creative questions on the list. Let's say you were having a dinner for three fictional guests. Who would those guests be? And what might you be having for dinner?
Oh, wow.
A lot of people say Batman for some reason.
Well, maybe because they think that Batman's going to cater and he's got the cash to make
it. Yeah, maybe.
I think I would have Sherlock Holmes there.
That'd be cool.
I think I would have Queen Ozma of Oz.
Okay.
Because she's a fairy and awfully cool.
Yeah.
And I would have... Provided it was safe, I would have Medusa, Queen of the Gorgons.
Okay.
Because I just like to get a bit of a... I think sometimes with characters we see as evil or that have, like, really complicated relationships with other creatures. Mm-hmm. You just kind of want to get inside their head a little bit.
Yeah.
Love to find out what she's all about.
But
I wouldn't want to, like, you know, finish dinner stoned, so
no.
to speak.
Got what you did there.
Yeah.
I saw a Clash of the Titans. Do you remember who your first celebrity crush was?
Oh, jeez. Wow. I'm going to guess Tom Selleck in Magnum P.I.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have seen him as kind of a father figure at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was pretty young when I was watching that. But yeah.
It was the 80s, probably.
Yeah.
I think you're younger than me, so...
Either that or possibly Apollo from Battlestar Galactica, because I wasn't a Starbuck girl so much as Apollo.
Just rewatched that.
It's amazing. I thought it was so good.
I
watched about maybe two or three years ago.
I don't think I'd ever seen the full series until this year.
And in like the night. Oh wait a second. The
original.
Oh,
from
the
70s.
Yeah, and the like the 1980 one.
Yeah.
You watched that too. I loved that one. I don't know.
It was like
those fun episodes in Star Trek where they go back in time.
I didn't realize the first few episodes of that show was so dark though.
Right.
And then it got all like funny.
Fun. Yeah.
But.
With the
the robot dog and everything.
Yeah. And I guess I hadn't realized, for some reason I hadn't put together that it's the kid from who has the robot dog all grown up who's in the 1981. Yeah. No,
I don't think I have it.
I didn't actually get all that into the reboot. And I kind of wish I had because I do want to see it again. But I always had a soft spot for that. Yeah,
that's cool.
Definitely had a soft spot.
Very nice.
Cool.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the same thing that everybody says and say I would like to fly.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I just love the idea. I mean, I love to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could drive, but, you know, a long distance above the earth, I would so enjoy that.
That'd be cool.
I would just go places and hang out and check things out. I'd probably actually use my superpower to fly places and go to cafes and sit and read my book, but, you know.
I'll give you one more off the list. If you could time travel to anywhere, where would it be?
The future.
Be cool.
Yeah. I gotta say that being female, there is really no time in the past that was better than it is for us right now.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the show Timeless?
I did, actually.
Yeah, I love that show.
It was a great show.
But there's like one of the characters is black, and every time they go in the past, he's like, yep, this isn't a good time for black people either.
Yeah,
yep,
I remember.
This isn't a good time for black people either. It's like, this is good. This is like the first time I've seen them do this in a show.
Yeah, no, that was well done.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That was fun.
I appreciate it. Great seeing you as always.
Can I ask you who you would have dinner with if you could have dinner with?
I've never thought about it, but...
You were going to ask me questions and answer yourself.
I'll make the kid laugh. I'll make some stuff up. MacGyver.
Awesome. Wait a second. Richard Dean Anderson?
Richard Dean Anderson as MacGyver.
Yeah.
In case something went wrong at the dinner party, like if a plate broke or something, he could tape it up with his...
Or, my God, he'd be good on MasterChef or whatever, when they give people the... Iron Chef, when they give people the weird ingredients.
Yes.
He could do anything with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he'd come up with something that he would eat.
Yeah.
for sure, yeah.
Maybe Indiana Jones.
Cool.
And if we're going to choose from the world of comics, maybe Green Arrow.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
I've never thought about it.
Just like with Batman, you get Green Arrow to cater it because...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And also, when I was 5 years old, he was one of the first comics I ever read.
So. Nice.
Would you like to make? Well, it was great seeing you. Thanks for telling us about this show, because I had no idea it was going on.
Cool.
And I live in the area.
Right?
Out of the loop. Out of the loop.
I had to pass by your place getting here.
Nice. And I will say thank you for agreeing to be a guest at our show again this year. You were the first person. Well, you were there the day we booked the hall, so like you were the first person I asked.
I'm so excited. I'm really pleased.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back. Everyone loved having you there.
Oh. Can I announce the Can I be the loud voice that announces the raffle prizes?
Of course.
Again?
Of course. So the guy that won all the prizes, Conrad, turns out he has a podcast too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Conrad again.
Conrad.
It's Conrad.
All right, again. Buddy. Well, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. And that's all I got.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.